Well, here in Australia, the images that captured our attention are that of chaos, riots, looting and tear gas, and there's no doubt that is taking place. But some protesters say that's not the full picture. A lot of the events pass off peacefully. Cliff Smith lives in south central Los Angeles. He's been organising protests there, and we spoke earlier.
It's very spontaneous, honestly. People are taking their own initiative. The level of frustration with the epidemic of police violence in this country has gotten to a point that people are no longer satisfied with any form of organization that exists right now to be able to solve the problem.
Do you feel safe?
I feel safe because I work in and with the community, and that's the best protection I think anybody could have, is to have the support of the community around them. At the same time, to say, do I feel safe? I'm not trying to take risks, but at the same time, this is a struggle and it's a fight. And when you're in a fight, there's always a threat.
Donald Trump has spoken just today, and he says he'll deploy the National Guard to dominate the streets. How do you think people where you are will respond to comments like that?
What he's trying to do is to distract attention away from his own failures. His failures in terms of resolving this immediate issue with the police violence, and his larger failures with the economy, with the health crisis. I mean, he's a political catastrophe, and he's on a very short timeline before his election, and he needs to go to extreme measures to try to rally support among his base. And so he's going to become more and more volatile and more dangerous.
And it is a volatile situation, but is there a sense that this is going to get worse when we have leaders getting more heavy-handed as the situation goes on?
I think it's very likely. I mean, just like the statement that you just quoted that he made, he says that the protests are domestic terrorists. You know, these are very dangerous and volatile statements. And to the extent that he's going to be able to motivate people to act behind those statements is where the threat is.
And what needs to happen for the tension to ease on the streets?
Well, immediately in Minnesota, the other three police officers that were involved in this killing need to be arrested, and they all need to be charged to the fullest extent of the law. You know, it's absurd and unacceptable that it has not happened. And that's what brought us to the moment that we're in right now. This is just one on top of another on top of another in a long history in this country. And if it wasn't this one, it would be the next one.
Protest organizer Cliff Smith speaking to me there from South Central Los Angeles.